Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Today on Am I the Jerk, is DZ's wife Erin a jerk? I don't even know what the problem is, and I already know the answer. She's not the jerk. Have a great day.
Well, we're split because I'm saying she is the jerk. We're 50-50 already.
I don't even know what the issue is, so I'm dying to hear this with everybody else because I want to know.
Dog. All right. So let me start from the top.
Okay.
Over the weekend, we were here at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Pop by. Off hours, and I noticed that I got a package.
Oh.
Now, I had forgotten that I was actually expecting this package.
Okay.
Because it was sent from the homies.
Okay.
You know? And I went, oh yeah. Oh, that's nice to notice.
Some friend sent you a package to work.
To work.
Got it.
I was like, this is dope.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Throw it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily forget about it, but we go about our day, go to the store right after we leave here. Get home, and I turn my back 2 seconds, two dang seconds.
Yeah.
And when I turn back around, my package is open. Completely.
How did I know that's where you're going next? Did you know what was in it already?
Kind of.
Okay.
I didn't know what exactly. Exactly. But I knew what it was because it's a, so if you're familiar with the store, All Goods,
mm-hmm.
or All Good, it's a vintage store. They got two locations. Y'all know where it is. It's a Milwaukee staple, but
I don't, but I'm, oh. I never heard of it. So I'm into this. Well, go on. All
one
Goods.
One in
got
Stylus,
it.
One in Bayshore.
Got it.
Right?
Okay.
They got vintage clothes.
All Good.
And they hit All Good. But I like it. But they've got, man, and I should have worn the hoodie today. Would have gave you the best image.
Yeah.
Because the hoodie is dope, but I didn't know what they were sending me. They hit me up and were like, hey, what's your size?
Mm-hmm.
2X.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we're sending you something to the station. I was mm-hmm. like, bet, fam. Appreciate
it. So you didn't know what specifically was in it. You just knew they were sending you something.
Just knew
you drove home. You got home.
turned around.
And your wife opened it.
My wife opened my dang package.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what was in it. She didn't know what was in it. I was about to do a little reveal video. I was thinking about opening it on camera. I was trying to do the social media thing.
Oh, she ruined the content.
But gave us other content, right?
Uh-huh.
But I went, dang it. Mm-hmm. And this isn't the first time she's done this.
Right. She probably thought you didn't care about it because you didn't open it.
Which do I? I'm like, But at the same time, I'm like, dang, bro. Mm-hmm. You just stay opening packages. You impatient little... You know what I said.
You said, leave my stuff alone. No, if somebody opens my stuff, I flip out.
Right?
Yes, 100%.
And I was like, oh.
100%.
Look, if
I have a package and I don't know what it is and somebody opens it, I'd be like, what the hell?
So I went, you're a jerk.
And then what did she say?
No, I'm not.
Somebody said, jerk. What if it was a surprise for her and she ruined the surprise?
Ah. And that would have been a good take because I did get it sent to work. But then think about it like this. Had it been a surprise, I would have never let her see the package.
True.
She would have never seen it until it was ready to go. She wouldn't have even known.
Right? True.
And when we got in the car, I handed it to her and she was like, oh, what's this? I was like, I'm not sure, but she knew the brand. I've been there. I've purchased from them before. Mm-hmm. So she knew exactly what it was. She was like, oh, that you ordered something? I was like, no, they just sent me
something.
That's
a good wifey question. Oh, you ordered something? What'd you buy?
Right. She was like, oh, why'd you get it sent to work?
Oh, it's all looking shady.
So
now
her curiosity was like, I want to know what's in it.
She's like, what do you mean he got a package and he sent it to work? Now it's all coming together. Why she's like, what's going on with this package?
So
that's funny.
Curiosity got the best of her and she said, shoop, opened up my package.
Somebody wrote in and said, not a jerk. We're women and we know it would have been sitting there for days.
Oh,
LOL.
Rah.
That part.
Shots fired.
That part. I am with Aaron on that. Like, I think you would have turned around and been busy with your stuff.
Maybe.
Your kids.
I was getting ready to go because I had rehearsal, so I wasn't necessarily going to open it in that moment.
Somebody said, jerk, it's like opening someone else's birthday present. Oh, ooh, boy. Here go the lines.
She blew out my candles.
Okay. She blew out your candles. 414-533-1037. To whoever texted in, get a glitter bomb mailed to yourself and let her open it. Come on.
I like it.
This is not worthy of her being a glitter bomb.
If only I didn't despise glitter, I would really try it. But
Aaron opened the package he was never going to open. She did you a favor.
Okay, let's see. Let's see what the listeners say.
Not
is my wife the jerk for opening my package?
TZ says yes. I say no. She was helping you out. You're welcome. We'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I cannot with you guys. Whoever texted in, take it to the cops. That's a felony.
It is illegal. But did I waive those illegalities when I exchanged vows with her? Did I give her the right to open my mail?
You sure did.
Is this a part of the for better or worse clause?
She took your name. That's when she said, I can open your mail. We're talking about how is Deezy's wife the jerk because he got a package delivered to the radio station. She was here when he picked it up. And then they took it home, and she opened it before he got a chance to. And he was like, that's a jerk move.
Well,
but
I think she was
helping you out. Lala's on the phone.
I was going to say, and before we get to Lala, let me just say, do I genuinely care?
No.
It's my wife. I was standing really close when she opened it. I just didn't see her open it.
I think everyone knows you're not really actually mad at her, but I think it's a great discussion on whether or not it was a jerk move because I think we all can land there. You know what I mean? In our opinion in this. Let's go to Lala, Destiny's wife. Lala, they just had a baby.
They just had a baby.
How's the baby?
Hey, sir. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Jinx. All right, Lala, is DZ the jerk, or actually is Aaron the jerk for opening DZ's
package? Thank
you. Stop
trying to spin it on me.
Sorry.
Heck no, she's not the jerk. Y'all married.
Just like that. What's mine is hers.
Yeah. But the thing is, what I do when Destiny gets a package, I'm like, ooh, babe, you got a package. Can I open it?
Mm.
Ask.
Ask. Hey, and she has done that, and I've always said yes.
Right.
There so you go.
Maybe
so
under
she
that.
She probably assumed, you know, that you said yes, yeah, to opening the package, but, you know, but no, she's not a jerk.
Okay.
Aaron, you good.
See, Aaron, I agree. I agree, Lala. And somebody texted in and said packages should only be opened by the person whose name is on it. Well, Lala said,
nope.
Not if you're married.
No.
According to Lala, my name is her name, so.
Yeah, if it has the same last name as me, oh, babe, you know, you got a package. Can I open it? Uh-huh. Or, you know, I just opened your package. You got this.
She's like that, too. She loves to open stuff. I can't take that surprise and thrill from her, man. Okay, Lala, I hear it.
Okay, she says not the jerk. Thanks, Lala.
You're welcome.
Bye. Amber's in Hartford. Let's go to her next. Amber sounded very passionate. Amber, how are you?
Richie, good morning.
I'm excellent. How are you guys?
You know, good. Well, we're great. DZ might be the jerk here for calling the wife the jerk.
But hey, hold on. Let's work this one out first before we move on to the next one.
Is Aaron the jerk for opening his package?
Okay. After 12 years of marriage, almost, you know, I have to say she is the jerk, and here's why. Because I used to do the same thing and have humbled myself to realize it's a jerk move for me to do. My husband, you know, 9 times out of 10, you go to the mailbox and it's all bills or, you know, whatever, crap.
Mm-hmm. Trash.
And my husband was like, but that was my Capital One bill, or that was my Aurora medical bill statement, whatever. So I'm like, fine. Whatever. And then he also threw out, and by the way, it's also illegal. I'm like, whatever.
I won't touch your mail.
He was about to Mirandize you.
These men acting like they're going to snitch on us. They're so full of it when a guy tries to pull that.
Put a hand on his hip, said, I'm going to tell the mailman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as a wife, I go, fine, let's call your bluff.
Oh.
So after having things sitting on the counter and annoying the crap out of me and whatever, finally I'm like, look. If you don't open this right now, I'm going to do it, or I'm going to throw it away. That's your
open
option.
Open it now. Open it now.
Look at this giant pile that I've let sit because you want to open your own
and
mail.
And she takes her finger and she slides it across her throat and says, now we're on slicing it open.
She said,
and the
like
mail,
the
not
hand,
you.
Like,
she said, open the mail.
Do you want dinner or do you want your junk mail, bro? I have to say, though, in the same regard, like, obviously we share the same Amazon Prime account and stuff like that. So we do put the parameters, like, around Christmas or our birthday times. Like, don't open anything.
Yeah, that
you
makes
know,
sense.
Because it could and be a gift for you.
She knew, Amber, she knew it was under surprise.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have even let it get that far had I known it was something she was about to receive.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, she's probably going to wear the hoodie because it's an amazing fabric, thick, nice, and beautiful. So she's like, ooh, this is a good hoodie, ooh.
Somebody texted
and
said,
it's yours, so of course she will.
It's hers now.
Well, it's hers now. They said she took your name and your package. Ha ha.
Yes. What's yours is hers, and what's hers is hers.
Honestly,
that's how it goes.
When you get divorced, it goes down the middle anyway, so what the hell? Cut it in half. Give her half the hoodie.
She already owns all the hoodie. Who are you kidding? Amber, we appreciate it. She says, yeah, she's a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have a great day, Amber.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
People are texting in like crazy. They said packages should only be opened by the person. We talked about that one whose name is on it. Somebody said, yes, don't open without asking, especially a package. What if it is a gift and you ruin it? We've kind of addressed that.
We've covered that base, yeah.
Melissa's in Hubertus, last but not least, and she's going to end up being the tiebreaker this morning. Hey, Melissa.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
Now, people are saying not the jerk. She was just helping him out.
True. And in her defense, I may have let the package sit there for a little bit longer had she not been proactive.
Well, you're building her case, not yours.
I'm trying not to sleep on the futon tonight. No, Melissa, good morning.
What do you think? Who's the jerk, Aaron or DZ?
Okay, I'm saying Aaron's the jerk.
Ooh.
Damn.
And the reason that I'm saying that is because, like, okay, so I've been with my man for 10 years. We have 2 kids together. Mm-hmm. We're not married, but, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. What it is what it is.
Right.
But anyways, yeah. So, like, I get packages almost like every day from Amazon, like wherever, but like he does not touch them. Mm. Like he'll bring them in the house, but he does not touch them. And I don't care if I'm getting like Oreos or if I'm getting like jewelry, whatever, like he should not open those.
No.
Like that is my business.
That is the
my money
of
is
her
my
box.
Money.
It's her box to
yeah,
open.
Yeah, his money is his money,
oh,
and that's
Lord.
The way it goes.
Oh.
So.
This is, yeah. I mean, yeah, in your mind, not legally. If you're actually married, but okay. What's mine is mine, and what's his is his. Not really.
No. If only it was like
did
that.
Did you sign
no?
the dotted line? Then not really, honey.
No, that's
well,
good.
Well, what's his is mine, too. So.
Oh,
there
and,
it is.
And the truth comes out.
And there it was. I knew that was coming.
I knew it.
There it was.
Said, don't open my box, but what you got in yours?
I was married
right?
once.
Oh my God.
Melissa, you crack us up.
All right.
Dog.
So you say Aaron's the jerk, though. That's where we're landing. Okay.
Today, Aaron's
yeah.
the jerk.
The jerk. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Melissa. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
Somebody said, DZ, you're married. It's one of the many joys of marriage.
I mean, I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of to what Melissa was just talking about, though, I don't open her packages.
Mm.
I genuinely don't. If she tells me to, yeah. Otherwise, I'll just let her know, hey, you got some.
Why don't you open them? You don't care?
I don't care.
Well, see, we care what's in them. We want to know.
Not my box, not my problem.
Well, we're curious. We need details. We're women. We want to know when, why, how, where, when did it get here, who ordered it, who sent it, how much was it, what size is it, how can I wear it? I got a lot of questions.
Yes, the answer is yes. So all of your questions, yes.
Okay, that was what I needed to know. Now I feel better once I've opened it. Sorry, Aaron, I tried.
Hey, me too, baby.
You're so full of it. I'm sleeping in your bed. You're on the couch.
Facts.
Me and Aaron.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.